When you're doing the within group synova by hand, everybody likes these pages because you know it's the end. Right? The hand calculation stuff's always at the very end. We're there. This is the same person who had this 3 in before and this 5 in after. Just like in the between groups design, for each condition you're going to have x and x squared, and you're going to sum both. X and x squared, and you're going to sum both. And then only in the within group synova, you're going to have a column labeled S. And this is the sum of their score from one condition and the other, 3 and 5 or 8. And you're also going to have a column of S squared and calculate a thing called sigma S squared. These 5 values are going to be the basis for calculating your F statistic. There's one important difference in the way we label the number of participants in a between and a within groups design. In a within groups design, the total number of people is also the number of people in each condition, because everybody's in every condition. And then K is still the number of conditions in the study. So we're going to take Friday off. Monday, show up Monday. Hold on, wait, don't dash yet. Somebody's got their hand up, and I want to tell you one other thing. Sit your ass down. You get out of here early, 2/3 of the time. I got a couple minutes coming. Monday's lecture is specifically designed a few years ago to fill in problems people were having on exam 2. It's literally a series of lecturettes on things that people struggled with on exam 2. Good day to show up. Yes? The T-test green things are extra credit. Some of the... Somebody just won an argument. All right, now get the hell out of here.